Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of Health Matters. You see these segments on WVUA 23 News. You can see the entire interviews on the WVUA 23 website and also the website of University Medical Center. They also turn this into a podcast that I've heard from time to time, and we hope you hear it from time to time as well. We're recording today and talking with our friend, Dr. Richard Friend, who is also the dean of the college and professor of family and internal and rural medicine, previously served as the director of the University of Alabama Tuscaloosa Family Medicine Residency Program. Easy for me to say. Dr. Friend, it's good to see you again.
Hope you're well. Thank you for having me.
We've talked so many segments with you about COVID. It's nice when I was given the list of things we're talking about that COVID's not listed at all. Doesn't mean it's all totally in the rearview mirror, but it's nice to talk to you about today a very exciting good news topic, and that is an expansion of the services from University Medical Centers going across the river from Tuscaloosa into Northport. How long has this expansion plan been in the making?
We've planned this expansion really well before COVID. In 2018, we soon began to realize that we had outgrown our current location, which is in the old Fitness One building, 11 exam rooms. And so we started looking for sites, and we found a great site in Northport. And we're very, very excited to be opening our new location November 14th at 1:30. We will begin seeing our first patients over there.
Does the top boss at UMC go on those site visits, or do university folks and engineering type people seek out choices for you to look at? How did you nail down the final place?
Well, it was really a collaborative effort between our Health Services Foundation, myself, and university leaders to find an ideal site, which I think we did, and to then begin to work on the construction and planning and engineering and architecture, which is going to be state of the art for a full service primary care medical practice.
Did you find an existing building to do construction on to update to your needs, or are you building foundation up for this?
Yeah, we built foundation up. We purchased the property in Northport, and we began laying the slab, and we will be complete here very shortly.
For folks who will look forward to visiting this after it opens, what part of Northport is it in? Some people are familiar with landmarks there. Is it right on McFarland Boulevard on the main drag? Where is it?
Well, you'll certainly be able to see our signage from McFarland. We're right off of McFarland, right by the Tuscaloosa Airport, behind the Aldi's, right next to the Lowe's.
Yes.
Out off, right off of McFarland on Airport Road and Jemison Lane.
You mentioned being a little cramped for space in your current location just on campus here. Did you have to add additional staff, additional physicians and nurses for the new location, or simply relieve the congestion of where you are and ask people who would like to move to the new place? How did that work?
Well, it's certainly a work in progress. After COVID, we've seen lots of shortages in the labor market and labor force, but we're going to be moving our team that's currently in the Fitness One location completely over to the new location. So we'll be going from 11 rooms to 28 exam rooms, from about 6,000 square feet to over 15,000 square feet. We'll have full lab, x-ray, negative pressure room. And we learned through COVID that that was a necessity. And it's really going to be a beautiful clinic with lots of parking, lots of visibility, and a wide range of services.
You referred to negative pressure room. Is that what you said? I'm sure all of our listeners know exactly what that is, but I don't. So help me out. What is that?
Yeah, that's a special room that we use in situations where there may be a communicable infectious disease that's spread from airborne particles. And so that room eliminates that risk by putting patients that may be infectious in there so that we can see them in there safely.
All of us in the media love a good ribbon cutting. That's being held mid-November. And once you open, I think the open date is November 14th. Once it's open, is it immediately open for business and folks can start using your services there?
So we're going to actually open November 14th in the afternoon, but we're not going to have the ribbon cutting until later in January.
Okay.
So that we can have everything there, all of our new staff there, and really have it on everybody's calendars to come out and celebrate this great addition to the healthcare landscape with us.
Growth is part of what you do. Demand continues to grow for health services, especially, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, as our population ages, we're needing more and different kind of experts. So this must be part of that broad plan of yours to provide all the services you can for all the people you can.
It is, and it's really been part of our strategic plan since I took over in 2019, is really to improve access to the community. Mm-hmm. And this is one way of doing it. And we know there's a shortage of primary care doctors across the country, but particularly in Alabama and in Tuscaloosa. And we're gonna have 6 residents per year out at this new site. So we'll have 18 residents and 8 full-time faculty, some of which we still have to hire and find, but we're going to grow and build, and we're going to continue to provide service. And that's a very, that is an area of Northport that continues to expand and grow, and there's really not much medical care until you get further into Northport around Highway 69.
I can tell you're excited about this. I know it's great for our community, for the Tuscaloosa area, but for Northport too. So many people live there and it's growing rapidly over in Northport. So we'll look forward to the ribbon cutting and services that you'll provide at University Medical Center Northport coming up very soon. Dr. Richard Friend, always good to see you, sir. Thanks for providing all this good news about the new facility.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.